Shout a glorious hallelujah. You will not go home empty-handed. If it's everybody that said amen, that is fine. But for those who know that that prophecy is for them, those are the people that God wants to hear their amen. I say you are not going back home empty-handed tonight in the name of Jesus. I have every assurance within me that your coming here tonight will not be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord. Just give him praise. Just appreciate him. The Lord is faithful and is faithful forever. Give him honor, praises, adoration. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord, Jehovah. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. You are faithful.
Faithful are you, Lord.
Faithful are you, Lord.
Oh, faithful are you, Lord.
You are so faithful.
You are so faithful.
Lift up your voice and say, Father, I am rejoicing because you are faithful to me. I am thanking you because you are faithful to me. I have come here tonight to celebrate your faithfulness. Go ahead and celebrate the faithfulness of God over your life, over my life, over our family, over our home, over our state, over our nation. Let us celebrate the faithfulness of God. Let's bless his holy name. Our God is faithful, ever faithful, always faithful. That day we appreciate you. Be thou exalted forever. Ya maka ya makrobo yekeba. Roma posekiri baraba. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's say, Father, for all we receive from you in the past edition of this program, we are very grateful. For the table of the blessing you have prepared for us in this edition, Father, we are very grateful. Go ahead and help me thank the Almighty God. Yes, because we know he has done it before, he will do it again. Thank you for what today in the January edition, the February edition. Thank you for what you are going to do right now and you are already doing. Glory be to your name forever. We worship you. We adore you. Roma kaya bakrobo yekrima. Ye mokabo yekribaraba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Then you pray for yourself and say, Father, all I am seeking for in these 3 days, don't let my glory be silent. Go ahead and cry to the Almighty God. Don't let my glory be silent, O Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ramakaya Vakaya Makurubo Kabuyekri Marubo Shinde. Rabrobo kabo ye krimako kabo se krimaraba. All I am seeking for in these 3 days, Lord, can be summarized. Lord, don't let my glory be silenced. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have ever seen a tree dying before, especially the one that is not cut, but it has been killed while standing. For some time, you may not know that the tree is already dead. Suddenly, you begin to see that the leaves are withering away. What silences the glory of man at times, we always begin their work gradually, gradually, gradually. Then you see that the glory is no more. You are going to pray and say, Father, all the forces of the enemy, all the forces of the enemy that are busy killing my glory, that are busy silencing my glory, as from today, please silence all of them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the forces of darkness that are busy killing my glory, silencing my glory, as from today, Lord, destroy their works, silence all of them, terminate their mission and their work in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen can be louder. When King Herod wanted to silence the glory of the baby Jesus, I took time to read the story very well this afternoon. He told the wise men, he said, go ahead and search. That's in Matthew 2 verse 8. He said, search where the king that was born, where the location is. Just help me search. He said, so that me myself too will come and worship him. Just search. I too will come. I want to come and worship that king. One man of God gave a testimony that he went to the bad beach to pray one day, and suddenly one man suddenly appeared, and the man told him that, look, for 365 days now I have been fasting. That's the assignment I was given from the kingdom of darkness in order to kill you and your ministry. But I have not succeeded for 365 days. But today I have come to surrender to your God. And there and then the man surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. Whether you believe it or not, there are some forces that are searching for how your glory will be silenced. You are going to pray and say, Father, all the forces of the enemy that are searching in order to silence my glory, let them end up in frustration. Let all of them be frustrated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let all of them be frustrated. Let them wait forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them wait in vain. All the forces of the enemy that are searching in order to silence my glory, Lord, my Father, let them be frustrated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says when the wise men have departed, Herod now discovered that they are already mocking him. He was already mocked. And because of that wrath, he said, all the male babies in Bethlehem should be killed. Even the coast of Judea. He ended up being mocked. You are going to pray because It's not only that your enemy waiting, searching for glory, be frustrated. All of them will help in mockery in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to say and say, Father, those who want to silence my glory, let them end up in shame. Let them end up in mockery. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, all those powers, human agents, satanic agents, that are making effort in order to silence my glory, let them end up in shame. Let them end up in mockery. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them end up in shame. Let them end up in ridicule. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. For the glory of the baby Jesus to have a voice and to speak, finally, an angel of the Lord went to Mary and Joseph in Egypt. Now, take the baby back to Bethlehem. All those that are seeking to kill this baby, they are already dead. By the time you are returning back home after 3 days, all those that are trying to silence your glory, they will all be dead in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray and say, Father, as we eliminated King Herod, so that the glory of the baby Jesus can talk, so that the glory of the baby Jesus can shine, you eliminated Herod and all his descendants. Eliminate all the forces, all the power, all the agents that want to silence my glory. Daddy, eliminate them so that my glory can speak, so that my glory can shine. Eliminate all of them. Eliminate them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If they are still around, they will not allow my glory to talk. They will not allow my glory to shine. Daddy, as you eliminated King Herod and all his cohort, for the glory of Jesus, oh God, to shine, Daddy, eliminate all the Herod generation, all the enemy that want to silence my glory. Daddy, Lord, eliminate all of them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, because you are my length of days and you are my very life, and nobody can silence you. Because you are my length of days and you are my very life, for every day that remains in my life, don't allow my glory to be silent. Go ahead and pray. Don't allow my glory to be silent. Because you are my length of days and you are my very life. Rabba ba 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 ba. Rabbo kereba koka bo se krimarobo. Rabba kaya bakromo ye krimarobo kabo ye krimarobo shindia. Ramakrobo shindilba. Ramakrobo shindia. You are my length of days. Don't allow anyone, that the Lord my Father, to silence my glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say louder, amen. Last point. You are going to pray and say, Father, let my glory, let my destiny, let my life hear your voice. In these 3 days, let my glory, let my destiny, let my life hear your voice. Go ahead. Let me hear your voice. That will give glory unto my life. Let me hear your voice in the mighty name of it. Is your voice I want to hear. Let me hear your voice from heaven. Let my destiny, let my glory, let my life hear your voice. It is your voice I want to hear. Lord, in these 3 days, let me hear your voice and let my glory shine. Let my glory talk. Let my glory speak in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen can be louder. Olorun ti a ko le da duro. Mo gbe oga o. Olorun ti a ko le da duro. Mo gbe oga o. Olorun ti a ko le da lejo. Mo gbe oga o. Olorun te a ko le da duro baba mo gbe oga o Olorun ti a ko le binu si baba mo gbe oga o Olorun te a ko le binu si mo gbe oga o Father, nobody can stand on your way. No power can silence you. No power can dominate you. And we are in Christ, and Christ is in you. If nobody wants to silence, somebody wants to silence us, he must first of all silence you. Silence Jesus, and then come to silence us. We thank you because you have already positioned us where our glory will shine. And we thank you because you are doing the work already. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For all we have been receiving and for what we will receive, Lord, through this platform, Daddy, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. From the beginning to the end, Father, come and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our glory speak tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. People of God, say a living amen. Shout another glorious hallelujah. Clap for Jesus Christ gloriously. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor as a neighbor, you are welcome. Say you are welcome. Your glory will speak. Say your glory will speak. Amen. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 30. The book of Psalm, chapter 30. I am reading first. 10 to 12. Verse 10 to 12. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning to dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guarded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Is there anybody that want to identify with the psalmist here tonight? And I'm prophesying to your life. Your glory will sing praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, we want to consider under this passage we read, that is our main passage for this program. Moving from mourning into dancing. And the Lord is saying, or let me say it again, those four words. Let me just moving. From mourning into dancing. Who is moving from mourning to dancing here tonight? It is established for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. I've noticed something which makes me glad. And that has to do with the common saying that no condition is permanent. as it could happen that bad thing can change to good, good thing can change to bad. But what makes the life very bearable and enjoyable is that there's possibility of changing in situations and circumstances. This is in agreement with what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. In verse 4 of that chapter, first part of that chapter, he said, there is a time to mourn and a time to dance. For somebody here tonight, your time to dance and dance forever is starting afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. There's time to mourn, there is time to dance. The psalmist testified to this when he said, the Lord has turned his mourning into dancing. I want to see a way of how to key ourselves into what the psalmist says. Even if it's long time ago, the situation has not changed or is changing gradually, or you suddenly discover that everything has been stagnant. I am believing God as God did for the psalmist. God changed, or maybe God turned his mourning into dancing. Under these 3 days and the anointing that is in the house, the Lord will turn your money into dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. Your amen is very, very small. Say louder, amen. I warned you sometimes ago that whenever we are having a program like this, first of all, let your mind be at rest. Because everything that we want God to do for us in this program, we have already asked him, and he has already prepared them. How many of us benefit from them? One of it is that the Lord will turn your money into dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. What is money? What does it mean to mourn? Money is an expression of sorrow or expression of grief, which can be done in form of weeping, crying, lamenting, wailing. You know, you just see somebody that is sober, but it's not just sober. He's sober in sorrow. It's a state of sadness. It's a state of anything money. It's a state of sadness. I've never seen anybody who mourns that smile, that laugh. No, I've never seen anybody who mourns and be able to showcase the glory that he carries. No, it's a state of sadness. But because the Bible says there is time to mourn, the word of God must come to pass. And the height of all mourning in life was seen actually in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of all. And maybe because he was still the Son of Man that time carrying the flesh. Let me tell you, he got to the tomb of Lazarus and they said, Lazarus, your friend is dead. The shortest verse in the Bible, 2 words. They said, Jesus wept. Jesus did what? Jesus wept. For as long as we are still carrying this mortal body, the dust, a time can come when you see things and you cry, or you weep, or you mourn. The joy of it is that on that same spot where Jesus Christ wept, he turned the situation around and the money was turned into dancing. Because he said, all right, I have sympathized with you. You are money, I also mourn. You wept, and I also wept. But where is the Those of you who buried Lazarus, oh yeah, remove the stone. And he look up and said, my father in heaven, I know you hear me always, so, and I give thanks to you. This man, so that he can know that the situation here should not continue. Lazarus, come forth. What did he do? He came out. And instantly there, the Bible didn't record how they celebrated the resurrection of Lazarus. But you can guess what happened. All the people that have been crying and mourning before, without any music, they will be dancing. They'll be singing. You know, there are some situations you find yourself in life, you don't need to wait for a drummer. You don't need to wait for the choir to sing. You don't need any musician. You just begin to dance. That kind of situation that will make you to dance, even without seeing a musician. As we have an encounter with God, receive that power, receive that touch now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your mourning shall be turned into dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. How many hours did it take Jesus to turn their mourning into dancing at the tomb of Lazarus? Within a twinkle of an eye. And when he come to think of it, he wept with them. He cried. So that they won't say, perhaps this man didn't know our feeling. He also wept. That you wept does not mean that you cannot smile again. That you wept, that you cried, does not mean that you cannot dance again. 4 days, the man was already forgotten, but he was brought out. Tell your neighbor and say, my hope is not lost. Say, my hope is not lost. Oh God. 4 days, within a minute, within a few minutes, Lazarus came forth. Listen very carefully tonight, because I know that this is what you have been waiting for in your life. Because I know the good news you are hearing tonight is that the Almighty God can turn your money into dancing. Something happened some years ago to one of our pastors. He said, one of the assistant regional pastor now in the East, I won't mention his name. Since I have known this man, I didn't know him from cradle, but I met him as a married person with his wife, but I have never seen him smiling. Honestly speaking, smile, even when everybody is dancing and we are jumping up, but suddenly I heard that miraculously, the wife conceived and she gave birth to a baby. In fact, the miracle happened, we didn't know, we only overheard. And we were just standing together at the altar, at the redemption camp one day, and I saw this, my friend, dancing like butterfly, rejoicing and rolling like this. I said, so this man can dance like this. It is your time to dance. It is your time to dance. It is your time to dance. I told you that everything that will happen in this program is already settled. Don't worry yourself. It's already settled. You are going on with the manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. What is dancing? Dancing is an expression of joy. We could be done by responding to the lyrics or to a music, whether the sound of the music is hard or not hard. You know, you are responding to a music. But that music, it may be you alone that is hearing it. And it can be a music. But I have seen situations, sorry to go back to money, I have seen situations where music was so beautiful, was so melodious, and people were hearing the music, and you know what I mean, they never dance. But when you see somebody who is expressing joy, whether you are hearing the music or not, inside of me there is a music that will be playing there. A song will be going on. You almost say, ki de lo ki no nu ogbeni ni dunke ki lo mu jo gan. When you see somebody dancing, Yoruba bo, wani o kini ka to njo loju omi pe onilu e wa nsale. Iromi. Wani romi to njo loju omi wani onilu re wa nsale, onilu re wa nsale. O dede ri enikan ko ma jo, enikan lo lulu fun, o ba ma gbo. The Holy Spirit will play music for you. I said the Holy Ghost will play music for you. You will express your joy in dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. Usually people that dance, express their joy in dancing, they always accompany it with singing. They will sing. The example that came to my mind is the story of 1 Kings chapter 18. Samuel chapter 18, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 6. When Goliath had been killed and his edge has been given to the carcass of the air, and the women, you know, gathered themselves dancing to the palace of King Saul. But I wonder, at the time Goliath and the Philistines were terrorizing the camp of Saul, whether there are some people that can gather themselves to the palace of King Saul and be dancing and be singing that time. King Saul would have said, please go and put all of them in prison. You see a Goliath terrorizing the whole nation, that he wants to enslave us and you are dancing. But after Goliath had been killed and David has carried his head, the women now gathered them. The Bible said they were dancing and they were singing because the victory is already in their hand. What is the Holy Ghost saying? The evidence that will make you to dance, evidence that will make you to sing, that Lord will hand it over you, over unto you and to your family in the mighty name of Jesus. And receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, dancing is very sweet. It is what you have been waiting for. Even if your life, your family have been noted for money, you don't know how to dance. One of our senior pastors, I won't mention his name again, that Baba told me certain things happened to him on two occasions. And he told me, he said, we were in a meeting. He said, Pastor, I didn't know that something can happen to a man that for a whole year I never smiled. He said, for a whole year, nobody saw my teeth. Because every day I wake up, I begin to, he said, but suddenly the Lord turned the tide. There's hardly any statement that man will make you with that. You will see all his teeth outside. Because the time for him has been torn, and the season of dancing is good. And I know that it's only a matter of getting what we push into, and you will. That's why I say I want to end this message as moving from money into dancing. Something that will happen that will move you from money into dancing. Begin to expect it as from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. However, before we pray, what are the possible causes of mourning? What are the things that can make a man to mourn? Number one, depression. Depression, which will come as a result of certain things. Depression is when somebody is overwhelmed with sorrow and he cannot hide it. His emotion has been arrested and he can no longer express himself in a very happy way. Also, he's already overwhelmed with sorrow. Depression. It could come as a result of the provocation of your enemies. I use Anna as an example. Provocation or mockery of your enemies. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 to 10. When Pelina was mocking Anna, he said, be careful. The Bible says the enemy provoked us Saul because nobody is available, no child is available to share his own portion of the food that the Elkanah gave to them. So he was grieved, provocation. So anybody, Maybe the woman was beautiful, I don't know. But the wife, the husband was saying, am I not more than children for you? He said, that is not what I'm saying. Look at this woman mocking me, mocking me. How will I be delivered from his hand or from my hand? But finally, the Lord. So when you have depression and the enemy is mocking you, you won't just know. The depression will come and then the money will follow. It can be as a result of frustration or hopelessness. You see, like Agar. Agar was driven out with his child, and you see, and he said, I cannot open my eyes to see the death of this one. He was crying before the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Well, I don't know. What I know is this, that somebody here, the era of depression is over in your life totally in the mighty name of Jesus. I said the chapter of depression is closed in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will lift up your head. I said the Lord will lift up your head. I said the Lord will lift up your head in the mighty name of Jesus. Possible causes of mourning. Number two, bereavement. When you have been bereaved, pardon me, I don't give you Bible passages for all this example. The one I want to give, I will give. Bereavement. Imagine the widow of Nain. Husband was dead. The only child died like that. And then, you know, and they were going to bury the only son. He was crying like everybody will know, at least from what is written in the Bible, everybody will know that the woman was crying. When Jesus Christ met her, said, weep not! Keep quiet. The woman never imagined that she's moving from mourning to dancing from that moment. And the boy that was dead was brought forth. Bereavement. We saw that of Lazarus. Even when a prophet like Prophet Samuel died, the Bible said the whole nation mourned him. It is not strange that you have bereavement of your loved ones. But the question is that if God wants to put an end to it, it doesn't take him many years. And there is somebody here tonight, even if premature death is rampant in your family, you will not be a partaker in the mighty name of Jesus. And come to think of it, the Holy Spirit is saying that your enemy have been counting the number of sorrow and calamity that have befallen you. They are counting it for you. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. The Lord says he's putting an end to the accounting tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Number three. Things that can. These are the things we are going to pray against tonight. Oh. But I want to assure you, he said, before you call, I will answer. All I know is that the Lord is putting an end to the loss of your loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Loss of possession or treasures. When you lose things that are very precious to you. 1 Samuel 30 verse 1 to 4. 1 Samuel 30 verse 1 to 4. You know, at Ziklag, when the enemy came and they carried all their wives and they burnt everything that was there. But thank God, very, very soon. The Bible says in verse 1, if you read verse 4, the Bible says they wept until they could no longer have strength to weep. They wept and they were almost stony deafened. You have wept and wept and wept and you don't have the strength to weep. It doesn't mean that you will die in weeping. All I know is this. If God will wipe away your tears in the twinkling of an eye, we'll do it. That you have been weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping. You are moving from mourning to dancing today in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, when victory is overturned. When victory is overturned, what you thought will bring joy end up in sorrow. In fact, when I got here, I read the story of David. But, you know, God said I should put that one aside because David was informed that his son Absalom was dead. And the fellow bringing the good tidings was coming with all gladness. I will go and tell the king that one of his enemies is dead. And he went to tell tell King David. David had it. He thought David will be happy. But alas, the Bible says David entered into mourning immediately. Listen, here the Lord reminded me Every pregnancy you have, who will never say that you're expecting the day of joy, the day of celebration, but only for you to get to a few months after that pregnancy, abortion happened. Victory is torn. Or perhaps, even you see, your wife or you are going to the labor room and you are happy that at least we will soon hear the cry of the baby. If somebody will come and they say he has a stillbirth, that is victory of a turn. That era, that experience will end up in your life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to decree to the life of a student here, you will no longer fail your exam in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to speak to a contractor here, you will no longer be disappointed over those promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. And that sister that is often being disappointed by a man or by somebody you will marry, don't worry. Now the fellow that will partner with you will emerge. All those who have disappointed you, they will end up being disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. And the Bible says, when the wicked is in power, people mourn. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2. He said, when the wicked rule, people mourn. You know, we don't need big example there. May God deliver Nigeria in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not saying that the president is wicked though. And I'm not saying that Katie is very wicked. But all I'm saying is this. Everybody know what we're experiencing in Nigeria now. You know, when the wicked is in power, when they rule, people mourn. People are not happy. Go outside there. I was surprised when I saw the prices of things jumping up. And in Nigeria, you will only hear that the prices are getting higher. You won't hear that one day the price has come down. No, the price. The tide will turn for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, you know, things that can cause people to mourn when someone is under affliction or bondage for a long time and he doesn't know how to be free, we cry, oh, like the children of Israel in Egypt. Well, let me just, I don't have enough time to explain much on that. But let me say something that is very important. Why must you move from moving into dancing? That was important to me. The solution of how we are going to move, maybe we take care of that in prayer. But let me explain this. Why must you move from money into dancing? Listen and lend me your ears. In every situation of money, glory is always silent. I want to say it again. In every situation of money, glory is always silent. And then, in every situation of dancing, glory will talk. If you don't know why God is starting with us with this chapter tonight, I want to tell you, once you are in money or you find yourself in money, the glory will keep quiet. How can you imagine? You see somebody that is money bereavement? Where is the glory? Certain possessions have been stolen? Where is the glory? Once money sets in, glory will vacate the stage. And I want you to know that if you are moving from morning to dancing tonight, it is because a permission has to be given for your glory to speak. Therefore, get ready tonight. Every situation of money that is silencing your glory, the Lord will put an end to it in the mighty name of Jesus. I gave you a good example. But, another example that came to my heart was that of, you know, children of Israel. Whoever knew that Moses and the children of Israel can become a choir that will sing. But when they crossed the Red Sea, the story changed. What we read about them on the other side of the sea, when they were in Egypt, was they were crying and groaning and their weeping went to God. But immediately they crossed the Red Sea. The first thing that happened is that Moses raised a song. And they became a choir. The camp that was used
to groaning, to crying, to slavery. I mean, everybody knew that nothing glorious is. The moment that same camp, that same nation, the moment they cross, Exodus chapter 15, Moses composed a song, and all of us sing. I don't know, in this auditorium tonight, as we are moving from from money to dancing, somebody will become a composer in the mighty name of Jesus. Your family will soon become a choir in the mighty name of Jesus. Your family will soon become a worldwide, a renowned singer in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the core of what we are here for. Money will silence your glory. Dancing will announce it. That's where we are going. So, how you are going to, how the glory is going, the money will turn to dancing, we settle the rest in prayer. In this. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Ramakaya bakaya bako kabo sekere marobo shinda. Soro. Oluwa mi soro. Soro. Kogo mi buyo. Wa soro saye mi o.
Soro.
Oluwa mi soro. Baba. Soro. Kogo mi buyo. Wa soro saye mi o soro Oluwa mi soro soro kogo mi buya wa soro seda mi o soro Oluwa mi soro
soro saye wa o
soro kogo mi buya so that we can know that choir don't run away. You know, ministration and redeem. I don't need to be calling you. I'm not saying I will sing, but I may want to sing. So get ready. Drummer, get ready. Because what we are talking about is that this camp tonight, this garden tonight, is a garden of dancing and singing. So why would the choir run away? All we are saying is that dancing is starting here tonight and it's extending to your home in the mighty name of Jesus. Close your eyes. There is something that I almost forgot to say. When an offender receives a pardon, money is turned into dancing. Is that not so? Imagine somebody that has been under trial for a long time, for this, maybe they say yes, and they just say that today you are discharged and acquitted. Or maybe the governor is expressing his prerogative power, or the governor, or the president, they say, go back home. When the prodigal son got to his father and he was pardoned, celebration start. Close your eyes. The greatest event that can make you to dance is to receive the pardon for your sin. I've never seen anybody know why the joy of salvation cannot be explained. The joy of salvation cannot be explained. Even the angels of God, they throw party in heaven. You are going to pray and say, Father. Hey, only few people are praying. Say, Father. Every form of iniquity, every form of offense, every form of transgression that is throwing me into money, let me receive a pardon tonight. Let me receive a pardon. By the blood of the Lamb, let me receive a pardon tonight. Let me receive a pardon. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Let me receive a pardon. Ramaka, yama, koka, bo, sekereba. Let me receive a pardon tonight. Any form of offense, any form of mistake, any form of error, any form of transgression that will throw me into money, Lord my Father, that will throw me into imprisonment, that will throw me into crime, that the Lord, let me receive a pardon tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your blood bail me out. Let your blood bail me out. Let your blood rescue me tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rabakaya barobo shekereba. Rabmo shekereba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen can be better. Close your eyes, everybody. For this time, you cannot have this kind of encounter and you go back into sorrow. It's not possible. Every root of sorrow in your life will have to be uprooted, provided you cooperate with God. You want to receive a pardon. You know the way I always want to say. Anyway, the way the Holy Ghost wants me to say it. Read your Bible very well. He that does not have Jesus Christ, the Bible says he is condemned already. And you always go to the presence of God to pray, and condemnation is always in your heart. That shows that you cannot begin to dance when you have condemnation. You are here tonight. You feel that you're coming here by accident. No. You want to receive total pardon for your sin, and you want the forgiveness of your sin. You want to begin to rejoice and dance tonight by surrendering your life to Jesus. Let me give a chance. 1 minute. If you want to surrender to Jesus, please lift up your right hand wherever you are. Just lift up your right hand. I did this one because I don't want to assume that everybody will go home rejoicing. No. When you have not received your pardon and you are still under condemnation, no, the joy, the dancing cannot follow. So please, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, lift up your hand. Let's settle that one very, very quickly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tomorrow you must bring somebody that will give his or her life to Jesus. This place, somebody must give his or her life to Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands now. Say, lift up your two hands now and say, Father, I am first of all thanking you. Say, I am first of all thanking you that by the blood of Jesus Christ, I receive pardon for my sin. I receive pardon for my offenses. Please give glory to the Almighty God. Give glory to the Almighty God. Thank him for the joy of salvation that he has given to you, which money cannot buy. Which money cannot buy. Rapapapakroposhindia. If actually you are born again, I want you to thank the Almighty God for the blood of Jesus Christ that brought you redemption, that brought you deliverance. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say better, amen. I'm recommending something now. You want your money to be turned to dancing, you only need a divine encounter. Everybody say divine encounter. Say it loud and clear. The day the widow of Nain met Jesus Christ, the story changed. You are going to pray and say, Father, I need a divine encounter that will turn my money into dancing. Father, give me a divine encounter that will put an end to my sorrow, put an end to my frustration, put an end to my failure. A divine encounter that will terminate my sorrow, that will terminate my failure, that will terminate every form of bereavement in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yamaka yabakoka bose kereba. Ramaka yabakoroboshendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray and say, Father, anybody in my family, anybody in my family that Satan wants to use for me as a sign of money, as a cause of money, every handwriting of death over those people, cancel them tonight. Cancel them tonight. Cancel them tonight. Cancel them tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody in my family that has been marked for death, that the enemy wants to use to cause me to mourn, everlasting Father, cancel the handwriting tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 yaba. That the council they mark tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, there are living corpses. awon aje won wa we elomi won ni won ti pari ise lori eleyi ke se egan o buruju ti lasaru to wa nu poso oku fojo merin. There are some people around you, and don't forget, you have to include yourself. Say, Father, every good thing in my life around me that have entered the graveyard, Daddy, call them out tonight. Call them out tonight. Call them out tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every good thing in my life, is it my health? Is it my joy? Is it my possession? Everything, my life, every good thing in my life that has entered the graveyard, Almighty Father, call them out tonight. Call them out. Call them out. Call them out. Call them out. Call them out tonight. Rabakaya bakoka bosekriba. Ramakaya makoka bara marobo sendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. Daddy, call them out in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. At times, when money wants to turn to dancing, God can send a destiny helper, a deliverer like David. The camp of Israel had been mourning for how many days under the terrorism of that Philistine Goliath. But God sent David as a Messiah to rescue the nation of Israel. You are going to pray and say, Father, send a deliverer. Send a deliverer. That will deliver me from mourning. That will deliver me from sorrow. That will deliver me from frustration. That will send a deliverer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will send a deliverer. Send a deliverer. Send a deliverer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are combining two prayers together now. Whatever is overturning your victory to defeat, the Lord will stop their work tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Why is it that you will look at a miracle coming only for you to begin to think about it but never came? The second thing is that the kind of tear you have been shedding, the secret, and nobody knew, God said, on this altar tonight, he wants to wipe it off. And we want to pray now. But as we are praying this prayer, if you are one of those that have been shedding tears underneath, or you have been losing certain things underneath and nobody knew, your victory has been upturned all the time. All the time. As we are praying this prayer, you come and kneel down before the altar. This is where the Lord will wipe away your tears tonight. You have been crying underneath, shedding tears in the secret, and nobody ever knew it. And nobody ever knew. Nobody ever knew it. Nobody ever knew it. And you know, the things you have been expecting always end up in failure. Disappointment always come. Tonight the Lord says, I want to wipe away your tears. Don't believe the Almighty God. We wipe away your tears. You are going to pray and say, Father, you wipe away the tears of that widow. You wipe away the tears of the widow of Nain. Your big handkerchief is here there. Tonight, oh Lord, all the tears I am shedding, the secret, the tears I am shedding, the open, Father, come and wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears in the mighty name of Jesus. Ramasakayaba. Daddy, wipe away my tears in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yabaka yaba yaba yaba. Ramaka yaba kokambo sekrimarobo shindia. Daddy, wipe away my tears in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ramo shekriba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, all my victory that have been overturned into defeat, restore the victory to me. Restore the victory to me tonight. All my victory that have been overturned into defeat, that the Lord restore the victory to me tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Rambo shekere maraba robo shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When pastors were praying here last month or so, or this month, the Lord reminded, when we were praying for our little children, and the Holy Ghost brought to my heart the kind of prayer that our parents used to pray in those days, when they gathered us together as children. You will pray and say, Father, all the children that are making me to dance, all the children that are making me to rejoice, don't let the enemy turn them to mourning for me. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. I don't know where they are, whether they are living with you or they are living or not living with you. All the children that have been looking at, oh God, my Father, Ramakaya Bahobo Shendia, don't let them wither away. Don't let them wither away. Don't let them wither away. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 robo shekriba. Ramokere maraba robo shendia. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the twinkle of an eye, within some hour or few minutes, everything that Job had that is we always celebrate every morning. Somebody escaped and he came to tell him that, look, everything, including your children, said they are gone. And you can imagine the kind of money that Job had for years. You are going to pray and say, Father, every treasure you are giving unto me, every possession you are giving unto me, don't let the enemy turn them to a source of money for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that you are giving unto me, physical, spiritual, oh yes, material, emotional, marital, everything that you are giving unto me, don't let the enemy use them, like my Father, to cause me to mourn. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, preserve me and all the possession that are given unto me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And you pray like this and say, Father, every power that is overturning my victory, every power that is overturning my success, every power that is overturning my joy into sorrow, Almighty Father, disconnect them from my life tonight. Disconnect them. Disconnect them from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every power that is overturning my joy, overturning my breakthrough, overturning my success, Daddy, disconnect them from my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, destroy their connection to my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, let the table turn tonight. Let the table turn tonight. Where the enemy have been rejoicing over me, where they have been dancing over me, send money to their camp and bring dancing to my own camp. Bring dancing to my own camp. Bring dancing to my own camp. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ya barabaraba. Let the table turn. Let the table turn. Let the table turn. Let the table turn. Let the table turn tonight in the camp of my enemies, where they have been dancing and rejoicing over me, Lord my Father. Let the table turn. Send money to their camp. Bring dancing to my own camp. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, every voice of my glory, every voice of my glory, let it receive your divine touch now. And let it begin to speak. Let it begin to speak. Let the voice of my glory begin to speak in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Almighty God. I told you that when you are coming to this program, come with specific requests, either written or not written. Tell the Almighty God. Tell the Almighty God. If you are written it, raise it up. If you have not written it, just say it to the Almighty God. And you, this is what you continue to say for the next 3 days. Ramakayaba Roboshindia. Present that request to the Almighty God. By this request, oh Lord, my money must be turned into dancing. My glory must speak. My testimony must announce, oh yes, that you have done it in my life. Ramakuroboshike. Yamakayama Roboshindia. No more money. No more sorrow. No more lamenting. No more lamentation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ramoshekriba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. The shout of joy will commence in your house as from tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that is double crossing your glory, the Lord will double cross them in the mighty name of Jesus. All your glory overturned into sorrow, it shall come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that is overturning your victory into defeat, overturning your failure to success, overturning your joy into sorrow, they are hereby terminated tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree in your camp there shall be no more money in the mighty name of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ brought up Lazarus in the twinkle of an eye, right in this moment, move into the season of dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. Move into the season of rejoicing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It will not wither away in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those of you at the altar, just touch the altar. I'm not asking you to bang on it. Just touch it and go. And you say, God has done it. Just say, once you touch it, just say, God has done it. Now, God has done it. Just touch it. Once you touch it once, that's all. If you touch it two times, maybe you are still thinking that it's still there. Touch it. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. Let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. Are you really clapping? Is that how to clap for somebody that is rejoicing? The clapping of a victor. It is already done. It is already settled. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's bring out our offering. And I want to demonstrate your dancing tonight. Usher, don't put basket in the middle here. Put it in the front here. Where everybody, we dance to where they will drop it. Choir, God bless you. Oh, yeah? Give us song.
Eshe o, Olorun eshe o. Eshe o, Olorun eshe o. I want to dupe lowo re, eyin ni iyefun o. Alpha Omega, eyin ni iye. Alpha Omega. Hey, logo, yeah, she. Logo, yeah, Alpha Omega, hey, in the Eshe, Eshe Baba, Eshe, Eshe, Adupe, hey, Adupe, lower, hey, in the Alpha Omega, hey, in the Alpha Omega, hey, in the glory be.
Are you dancing? Are you sure you are dancing? This is
glory
your era
be
of dancing.
To my God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Adoration be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Honor be unto my King. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise the Lord. Oh, glory.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Praise Him, praise Him. Come on, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise the Lord.
Shout hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit asked me to give you an assignment. Between now and tomorrow, when you will come here, the way you have never sung praises to God before, either yourself or your family, He asked you to begin tonight. Everywhere you are, let people know. They will just be hearing you singing praises. They will just be hearing praises in your house. They will just add this man so he can sing like this. And that dancing and singing will never end in the mighty name of Jesus. So, it's a simple assignment. You just make it your lifestyle. Singing and dancing. Praising the Almighty God. And by that, I know your enemy will be confused. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So, the Lord has already loaded us and He started loading us for these 3 days. Our cup shall be full and overrun in the name of Jesus. Don't let us forget tomorrow again by 5 p.m. That is for Thursday. Then Friday is 9 Fiji by 9 p.m. And I know that you will endeavor to bring your friends, your neighbors, and your co-workers. And when they come, they will continue to bless your life and appreciate you for what the Lord will do in their lives. And your own blessing will multiply in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this transformation. Thank you for this translation. Thank you for this relocation. Thank you, Lord, for this new era. Please accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. I hereby decree the era of money that has ended in your life shall never be opened again in the mighty name of Jesus. The era of dancing that has started afresh, that era will continue forever in the mighty name of Jesus. And every one of your prayer requests tonight, the Lord will answer by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will turn them to testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we have brought this offering. Accept us and our sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go from here singing and dancing, we pray that angels in heaven will join us to celebrate our victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The grace together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shout a rejoicing and a dancing hallelujah. A dancing hallelujah. A dancing hallelujah. Clap for Jesus Christ. So where would you?